For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Good morning. 6:10 in the a.m. It is Tuesday morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes. We did that. We did that in sync.
I love that band.
We did that in sync.
You gotta play a different song. There's so many other good ones.
Oh, no, there's not.
Every single other song is good as well.
We need to have an intervention.
All of them.
You know.
All the way back to 1997.
Steve-O and Mitch in the mornings. And, wow. No. No, that's bad. That's bad.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. It's a little early for you. I don't think you know what you're talking about because NSYNC, probably the greatest band of all time.
Now I know. Now I know you're tired and just saying things that come out of your mouth. Wait, they come to your brain. You always say things that come out of your mouth. Yeah. It's early.
It's a little early.
It was a rough evening, apparently, for both of us, actually.
Yeah, I just didn't go to sleep until, like, 11.
That's not bad.
Come on. That's bad for me. Are you kidding me? I'm like, 8 hours of sleep, nothing less. And now, right. Now, as I was saying earlier, that apparently you don't understand, but my body is screaming at me. Out and at the world.
Like, did you work out?
No, it's just awake.
Why would your body be screaming because you're awake?
Because I made it get up and walk around.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're listening to us online.
Congratulations.
And you're in town. You can also listen on the app. Our tower's out right now.
Lame.
Sabotaged.
So we have to dedicate this entire show to
Portalis
and and everyone else.
Artesia, Alamosa,
Katie from Hobbs,
Clovis,
California,
Grants, Gallup,
Crucis. And all you creepers on the webcam.
And Thebes in California.
I said California.
Did you say California?
With him specifically in mind.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So that's what's going on right now.
Thank you, all you seven listeners.
Whatever. I think we have more now online than we do in Albuquerque even.
Really?
Yeah.
We're growing,
Michelle. Don't you squash it.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it.
17 at the minimum. Just kidding. So, yeah, it is Tuesday. And what is Yo wearing?
A hat. That's his favorite hat. I think he got it for his birthday.
What? It's his Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah. It's a hat. Come on. Don't you love that movie? Isn't that your favorite movie of all time?
Absolutely love that movie. However, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, you're going to hate me.
Why?
You're going to hate me. No, trust me. Ready? Ready to hate me? Moulin Rouge.
Okay. Would you walk around wearing a corset all day because you love Moulin Rouge?
I got a tattoo.
What?
Freedom, beauty, truth, and love.
That's from Moulin... You got a tattoo from Moulin Rouge?
Yeah, I was...
What are you, 17?
I was.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
I didn't know. Wow, you hit that one. That was close to home. That hurts.
Oh, man. 6:15 now. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. And, yeah. We got a big show for you today. It's New Music Tuesday.
NMT. That's what I think.
Billiam will be here at 8 for New Music Tuesday. 8 to 9.
That's early for him.
Yeah, 8 to 9, New Music Tuesday.
8 to 9.
Yeah, so we'll be doing a lot of new music, rolling out some stuff. Had a great conversation with a dear friend of mine yesterday who, man, brand new record that has been in the making for years and got shelved by their label. Basically, their label put it on a shelf and said, hold on, we don't want to release this yet. And then the label went under.
Oh.
And, yeah, it has taken years. Finally got all the rights figured out. And the record is released. And so it's finally out. Someday, right here on Static Radio, that would be the lead singer of the Classic Crime, actually, and his bride.
Aww,
it's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Right?
I like one, but two.
Yeah. 6:25 now, mornings with Steve-O and Mitch right here, and yeah.
There goes,
dude.
There goes the webcam.
Webcam's going.
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I interrupted you.
It's okay.
Dude.
What?
Because I was really excited about the webcam.
Oh.
I accepted. Oh. Never mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Carry on.
My wayward son?
Sure.
Carry on, my wayward son.
I just know how to play
that
on Guitar
that
Hero.
Song?
I do.
Bam, yeah.
It's the worst song to play on Guitar Hero.
What?
Because you play the same thing for like 5 minutes.
Oh. I haven't played guitar here. What are you, 17?
I keep saying
these things this morning, and it's like making me question the validity of you.
I was 17 when I played that.
Okay, I'm just saying, because it's like, yeah. Dude, come on. Let's get some candy. Yeah! That'll get you going in the morning, right?
Maybe.
No?
Let me try. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. This is it.
Don't you cry no more.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. Thank you. You can stop it now.
No. I can't. I can't stop it once I started it.
Ready? Okay, well, for now.
Okay.
But now what?
Okay.
Now what?
I want to talk about something.
Okay.
A scientist in Australia studied a very serious topic for more than 35 years now.
That's dedication.
Yeah. And has concluded that it is okay to marry your first cousin.
That makes me sick.
More than 1.1 billion people in the world are either married to a close relative or are the child from an incestuous marriage. Cousin-on-cousin pairings are 4% more likely to have birth defects, but the scientists say that might be because cousins are more likely to marry in poorer places, which cause higher rates. I don't know why I'm talking like this. I just assume if you're going to marry your first cousin,
You talk like this.
His name's Alan Brittles. He's a professor at Murdoch University in Perth, Australia. And no, he's not creepy, even though his studies suggest otherwise.
Is it okay to marry my cousin?
For more than 35 years, Alan has studied the topic of incest, and he's concluded that it is totally okay to marry your first cousin. I mean, who doesn't love Barbara May? That's gross, dude.
So gross. I don't think that this guy should have spent 35 years doing that.
Why not?
Because
it's a live dream to marry your first cousin. That's just really creepy. Really, 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 really creepy.
You know,
I don't even know how he or why he. Yeah.
Talking about this, my.
I don't even. Yeah, I'm done.
No, I have to talk about this.
Okay. You talk.
Okay.
You talk away.
A few days ago, my husband was talking to me about...
His first cousin.
No! Sicko! No, he got an email, and it's a question asking...
Will you marry me from his first cousin?
Yes. That's it. No. Shh. Simmer down.
Okay, go.
No, he got a question in his email about all these... like all. Is it okay to marry your brother or sister because they did that with Adam? Like, obviously, Adam and Eve have kids.
Okay. Right.
And
I see where you're going with this.
It baffled me. I was like, oh.
That was a wholly different universe.
Very different. And he had to, like, explain it to me because I just never thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, Adam and Eve, I get it. And then all of a sudden, they had kids.
Wait a second.
I've never wanted to think about this, and now I don't know what to do. Like, you're my brother! Get away!
Yeah. True story. Wow, you've never thought about
that? I guess I have, and I just kind of threw it to the back of my mind because I was like, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Just ignore it. But
wow.
This dude is taking it to a whole nother level.
He really is. Yeah, it's pretty gross. We're going to definitely change the subject and switch gears.
Thanks for grossing me out.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a good one this morning. We We have a top 10 things men put on their bucket lists. You will be shocked. What is on? No, you won't, actually. It's dudes. Their top 10 bucket list.
Skydiving.
We don't have the ladies' top 10 bucket list, so you're just going to have to make that.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll talk about that coming up. Right now, the Cold War Kids, Static.
There's nothing to do here. Some just whine and complain. In bed at the hospital.
Today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
How are you going today?
They have, it's a baseball game. Isotopes.
Really?
Yeah.
In the afternoon?
Yeah. It's
You're
my husband's
leaving
birthday.
Work?
No.
Yeah, so tonight?
Tonight.
You can't say today. Today is during the day.
Oh my gosh. After
you
5.
You mean tonight, yes.
After 5.
That's evening. This evening
to
you're
me,
going to a baseball.
To me, today.
Well, it's today, but it's tonight. You can't say today.
I'm going to a baseball game tonight.
I thought
so
you
sorry.
Meant like a 1:30 afternoon game or something.
You're such a girl.
Wow. 6:42 now. Welcome
Why
to Static
you hold
Radio.
That one against me.
Mornings with Steve-O and Mitch. Big old Mitch right over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
6:43 in the morning. As I like to call her, Miatch.
Why don't you push it a little bit further?
Yeah, I can't do that.
What else do you think right now?
You know, speaking of baseball games and wonderful things, that's actually on my bucket list.
Really?
Yeah. My dream, I kid you not. I want to go to every baseball stadium. I want to tour the country in an RV with my beautiful wife when we're old and retired and visit every single baseball stadium.
That's awesome. I almost went to a Rockies game this weekend, but...
I'm going on June.
I fell asleep instead.
Wow. Yeah, the Angels are playing in June in Denver. I'm going to see all of the... Yeah, huh? Taking the kiddos. We're going to go up there. Our dear friend Ramsey and Audra live up there, and we're going to go stay with them and watch us some baseball.
That'll be fun.
Because he loves me some baseball. I can't do the little dippy.
Stop it.
Anyways.
That was awful.
Search engine Bing did a survey.
Yes.
On the top 10 things men put on their bucket list.
I have a feeling it's going to be really lame.
Guess where marriage ranked?
No, is it even on there?
Oh, it's on there. Come on. That's good, right?
Yeah,
it's on there.
That's good.
It's there.
We want to get married, but that's... I don't have to really do that. Where is it?
Ninth on the top 10 list. Search engine Bing, did a survey. Top 10 things men put on their bucket list. Marriage came in ninth. Here are the things they'd like to do.
I want
more
to.
Than marriage.
Wait, what's 10?
You'll see. Number one is travel the world.
Okay.
You want to travel the world.
That's kind of
dudes
like...
Dudes want to travel the world.
That's kind of vague. That's like the big picture.
What do you mean?
Well, like...
It's a bucket list. I'd like to travel the world.
I'd like to travel the world, but where specifically?
Italy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you're a guy. Where is that?
I've always wanted to go to Israel. I've never been.
Oh, man.
I've always wanted to go to Israel.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I'd want to go with like a bunch of people or by myself, though.
Well, you don't want to go to Israel by yourself because you need people around you so you don't get killed.
Killed. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, do I want... Like, it'd be cool if I could just be like, hey, Skip, could you stand right here and tell me everything you know?
Right. That'd be great.
But usually, if Skip's standing right there telling me everything I know, there's like 500 other people as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd want that many people. I'm just being honest.
No, it's good. Be honest away.
Yeah, so. I just did. Okay, next.
Yes. That's not what I was looking for. That's not the song I wanted.
You're new to this.
I wanted that Africa song. This is down
Toto.
In Africa.
Toto.
Yeah, that's what I put in, and it gave me this. I think this is. Here's what we're gonna do.
But
we're gonna put this on. That's okay.
It can happen.
Stop it.
What? You're yelling at me.
Okay. This is what I wanted. Top 10 list.
You continue now.
That men put on their bucket list. Number one was travel the world. Maybe go to Africa. That'd be cool. When Invisible Children first started, I was like, I want to go to Uganda.
You still can.
I really still could.
Especially since it's safer, apparently.
No. Did you see Machine Gun Preacher?
I didn't.
Yeah.
But it looks awesome.
I know. I saw the trailer. I didn't really see the movie. Number two, live in another country. Speaking of Machine Gun Preacher.
And traveling the world. That's like the same thing.
No, because traveling, just you're visiting all over and doing crazy cool things.
You're spending your life doing that.
Number two, you'd actually live in another country. I don't know if I don't want to do that.
I don't know. As cool as it sounds, I was in Costa Rica for 2 whole weeks, and I wanted nothing more than to go home, even though, like, I was out there on a mission trip. I was like, I really just miss my bed and my husband.
Because you're selfish.
And Lauterburger.
It's all about you.
Yeah.
It's all about you.
Always. I'm sorry.
Like, I was there doing mission work, and the whole time I was thinking, me, 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 and my bed, and me, and me. As cities burn and empire kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Oh, I just dropped my iPhone.
Steve-O and Michelle. Mornings.
I'm okay.
All that good stuff.
I've dropped this thing before. It's okay.
Yeah. It is 7:04 now.
I'm coming up with my bucket list.
Yeah. We just did the top 10, top 10 things men put on their bucket list, at least according to the search engine Bing. Search engine Bing and a tabloid in Ireland called the Irish Daily Star. It did a survey on the top 10 things men put on their bucket lists. Marriage was ninth, dude. Here are the top 10 things on men's bucket list, at least according to the search engine Bing and some tabloid in Ireland. Number one, travel the world. Number two, live in another country. Number three, have kids. Number four, learn a new skill. Number five, drive a Formula One race car. See, that's more like it to me.
Yeah.
Other things seem so boring. I mean, not that having kids or being married is boring.
Wow.
It just, I don't mean boring.
You're lucky Albuquerque is not really listening. Well, yeah, definitely.
What I meant was they seem normal. Those seem like normal things.
You're digging. You're almost 6 feet under.
This just in, Steve-O hates wife and children. It's terrible. It's not true.
Thoughts? Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
No, they just seem normal, you know? Yeah. I expected on dude's bucket list to be like, shoot a rocket to the moon. Or...
It's happened.
You know? Fly into outer space with a monkey. Or... I don't know. Crazy things.
Yeah, and well, you know...
Scale around Mount Rushmore with toothpicks.
No, it's dangerous.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's called a bucket list, because usually you end up dead.
Yeah.
So...
Might be dead.
Yeah, you might be dead.
Did what?
So, yeah. Top 10 things men put on their bucket list. Travel the world, live in another country, have kids, learn a new skill, drive a Formula One race car, record an album. That's fun, kind of.
Yes. I'd like to give every guy that opportunity to see how awful some of it.
If you would like to record an album, you could do so at Studio 150, located on the Calvary campus. Yeah.
Good job.
Number seven, get your work/life balance just right. Number eight, open a bar or restaurant. Number nine, settle down and get married. And number 10, appear in a blockbuster action movie like Braveheart. So, we know the dudes. We know the guys' top 10 bucket list. Maybe that's not on your bucket list. Dudes. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We asked the ladies what is on your bucket list, because they didn't do a search engine Bing thingy for the ladies, just for men.
Rude.
I know. So, ladies, what is your top 10 bucket list? Are you still writing this thing out?
I'm done.
Do I need to give you some time?
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm to 10.
You're to 10?
Yes.
Okay, top 10 list. I want to hear it.
Here's my top 10 list.
Okay.
Number 10. Watch all of Justin Bieber's YouTube videos.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. All of them. Kid Ralph for life. That's his YouTube name.
What?
Number 9. Let me continue. Number 9. This is NSYNC.
Yeah,
Justin Timberlake. Wrong Justin.
Yeah, I know, but this is like the same idea.
Number 9. See Justin Bieber in concert. Number 8. Sing with Justin Bieber.
Oh my gosh!
Number 7. Have dinner with Justin Bieber.
What is happening?
Selena can be there, but I prefer Justin. what number am I on?
Number 6.
6. Learn how to spell Bieber.
Wow.
5. Become best friends with Justin Bieber's mom.
Wow. Okay.
Interview Justin Bieber.
Is that number 4?
Yeah. How many of these did I have? I don't
number
know if I have
3.
10. Number 3. Become best friends with Justin Bieber.
You are already best friends with his mom. You can't.
I know. It's.
That's the way it works. You have to become best friends with the mom first.
And then Justin. Pick out Justin Bieber's clothes.
Okay.
I just made that one up.
Shoot a music video with Justin Bieber. Let me guess.
Yes. Be in a movie with Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
That's my number 1.
Be in a movie. That's your top 10 bucket list.
I don't know if that was 10, but I came up with as
that
many.
Was
awesome.
That was 10. Wow. I don't even know where to go from here.
And then if I got a 0, it'd be in a movie, music video, and song with Justin Bieber and Usher.
Wow. And Usher?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
U-S-H-E-R. Come on.
What? Who are you?
I grew up in the 90s. I love Justin Bieber.
Amazing. No. Top 10 bucket list. For ladies, I want to hear a different one than just Justin Bieber's over here.
You don't understand the hope that I have when I come in here at 6:30 in the morning to talk on the radio. I'm like, maybe Justin was listening.
Oh man,
I'm gonna start tweeting him all the time.
He wasn't. Just so you know, he wasn't. And with that, we thank you for your time here, Michelle, and we will see you. Okay, Freelance Wales, Static Radio. Some Freelance Wales, song called Starring. Static Radio, good morning.
What's up?
Steve-O and Mitch.
Woo!
Hanging out with you.
Ready for this?
7:13 now, and that means it's, we got 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes.
Uh-oh.
You want to do it early?
Okay, I don't know. Hold on.
What did you do?
I'm sorry. I was looking up better things in traffic.
Fail.
Well, if you're listening, that means you're not on the road, unless you're listening from your app.
Yeah.
I don't know how to really do this, so this means...
Move!
I'm sorry!
Oh, man, fail. Road construction right lane closed, Academy Road East at Eubank. Also, some road construction left lane closed, Montgomery Boulevard between Wyoming and Pennsylvania. Watch, Michelle. Pavement operations going on, Lomas Boulevard in San Pedro. Construction work led at Carlisle. And that's plenty. That's your look at traffic.
Here, that was not a look at traffic.
You do my part.
You didn't. Construction work.
No, my part. I already did that. That's your look at traffic.
That's your look at traffic. And now we're going to. Hold on. Where is it?
Stop!
This. No, stop it!
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Ocena Road Northeast.
I had to find this. I don't do your job.
This is true. You don't.
I could have done that. That is my job.
You really could.
That is my job.
Yeah.
Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael!
Dude, what is up?
Remember yesterday when I said Michael was going to answer the phone on Tuesday?
Yeah.
What? Right there.
We're just in. He is a creeper. Steve-O is a creeper.
How am I a creeper?
Because he memorized his schedule.
It was funny because I actually heard about that the other day.
Yeah.
Not from the radio, but from people who listen to the radio. And they're like, yeah, he knows your schedule. I'm like, Well, I guess it makes sense, you know.
Yeah, you know, hey, this, Michael, I know your schedule. It's totally normal.
Yeah, totally.
Totally not creepy at all.
It's a little creepy. He writes about you in his diary.
Stop it. I do not. I don't have a diary.
I was about to say, are you admitting you have a diary?
I do not have
not a diary.
Diary.
It's a man journal.
Exactly. I'm chronicling my life adventures. When they make a movie out of me someday, I want it to be accurate.
He blogs
Come
about
on.
You.
Not a diary!
Quiet, Mom. It's not a diary. It's a man journal.
Exactly.
Tears stain the page.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I please have a Super Mario and a new co-host?
Rude.
I'll see what I can do about the first. Okay. The latter, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That was your choice.
Go ahead,
your
Meesh.
Choice. Can I get a Steve Err?
Steve Err.
Yes.
Yeah. Steve Err. Actually, I'm so sorry. I don't think we have any burritos today.
What? Oh, because we're not supposed to be here at
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah. Burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Burn face.
That was... You know what? It happens. It happens.
Burn!
It happens.
It does.
Can I just get... A soy Steven.
A soy Steven, sure.
All right.
Lots of Steves.
Cool.
Yes.
Guess that's it?
Yep.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Michael. 4001, Asuna Road Northeast, that's Solomon's Porch and Stuff.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows
Woo!
Your name.
I pushed the button.
Good job, you pushed the button correctly.
I couldn't find that one.
You have been pushing my buttons all morning.
You're just jealous that I want to make a movie with Justin Bieber.
I'm not jealous. That was the worst top 10 list I've ever heard.
No, because I'm going to accomplish it, and you're going to be jealous at that point.
Yeah, I don't know that I will, but
you don't
want to
be best friends with Justin Bieber?
Top 10 bucket list, according to Bing. We put it up at facebook.com/myaestheticradio for the dudes. They didn't have a ladies' top 10 list, which is lame. So ladies, fill it out. facebook.com/myaestheticradio. Yeah?
Got a few comments once I get there.
Yeah.
Oh, pass.
Probably okay. None are like yours, so.
Lisa. Mandy, you need to come in here. I need to talk to you.
Yes!
Hey, you watch Never Say Never. Don't
that
you dare.
That was amazing.
Don't you dare.
That's all I'm saying. What do we got?
I'm not reading Amanda's.
Okay.
Lisa says, the second to last on my list is to be the oldest female video gamer alive.
Wow.
That's...
Dude. Deep, 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 deep. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Duck Hunt. Play a lot of Duck Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea says, run a marathon. That's possible.
I almost yawned, but then I was like, no, that's too much work.
Amanda says, marry Justin Bieber. No, she doesn't. She says something rude.
Yeah. That's horrible.
You'll be sorry.
The government's going to come after you. It's like that episode of CSI. And so then he's going to get taken out. And then they're going to say, well, that girl on Facebook said that she was going to take him out. And so that must mean... Words have power, Amanda.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I got another one on my bucket list.
Amanda.
Have Justin Bieber write a song about me.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not reading. Amanda, I'm sorry. Mandy, this is it. Sarah says, learn the game of golf.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I've been quote-unquote playing for years. Quote-unquote.
Not easy.
No.
I don't understand why people say that's not stressful or like... You know, it relaxes you.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it
I
makes
get
you
so angry.
Yeah.
I went to the driving range once and... Let me start over. I went to the driving range once.
Yeah.
And I was hitting the ball and I kept hitting the ground.
Yeah. It's annoying and frustrating.
I threw the golf club.
I am awful. I suck at golfing. I am the worst.
Just pick up the ball and throw it.
Ooh, I bet you I could do way better at that sport if that was how you played.
Yeah. Mel says...
Mel's got a top 10 list.
Wow.
I like that.
Let me go from number 10. Save the best for last.
Okay.
Meet Andrew Zimmerman.
Oh. Dude, my number 10 on my bucket list, that's weird, is find out who Andrew Zimmerman is.
I don't know.
Okay. Number nine.
Go on a mission trip.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good one. You should do that.
Yeah.
8, live in a different country.
Ah, see, it there is. It's on the dude's list.
On both. I'm counting this as the most official list, bucket list, because I was mostly joking about mine. shut up. travel the world.
Yeah. Hey,
there you are. 6, hike the John Meyer Trail.
You're in the best reader in the world.
I talk good.
You talk so pretty.
6, cage dive with sharks. Do you want to die?
Ooh,
you
dude,
won't reach the rest.
That would be awesome.
Cage dive with sharks as they
rip. You're in a cage.
No, they can get through that.
They cannot get through the cage. That's
they're gonna make
stupid
a movie about
movie.
It.
They already did. It's called Jaws. Like
they got through the cage.
Third one.
I never saw Jaws.
I don't remember. He gets through a cage in one of them.
5, change a life. You're changing mine right now. Done. Check. 4, compete in Iron Man. Oh, see, it looks like an L because there's like a little smudge on the screen.
Yeah.
Compete in Iron Man for my honeymoon. Wow, that's drastic.
That's a serious honeymoon right there.
Yeah, there's no... Never mind.
Go ahead, Michelle.
3, run Ragnar. You need to teach me what all this stuff means. What does that mean?
It's all like big old crazy exercise thingies.
She's outdoorsy. 2, run the Boston Marathon.
I think that's a dude.
Mel, I'm so sorry. 1, no, that's a woman.
Oh, that's a woman.
Because we asked for the woman's list.
Okay.
1, summit Mount Everest. That
you
would
are
be-
way too active and outdoorsy, Mel. That's just insane.
That, it makes me tired just thinking about all of that.
Your bucket list exhausted me. I want to play some music.
Yeah, go for it. I read all 10 of them.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on the conversation. The ladies, top 10 bucket list. Bing did a search for the dudes, and for some reason they didn't care to include the women. So we are. Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right now, Amory, it's Curse of Perfect Days. Static. Tekoa, song called Love and Hate right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
Hanging with you, or at least those of you who are listening via app or online or in one of our many translator cities. Pray for the station in Albuquerque. Actually, we are not on the air right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, no.
Sounds cool.
We sound like Static Radio.
Oh,
and
irony.
It's these times where... I get frustrated and question why God, Static Radio.
and then you get a bunch of Facebook things saying static is static.
Yeah, are you guys trying to be funny? Because you're just static. No, we're not trying to be funny. Yes, we're static.
We only tried to be funny once when we played static for 24 hours on purpose.
Yeah, now it's confusing and we really should have rethought that whole thing. Maybe put a little more time into it.
Honestly, I think it's one of the best name compared to all the other ones that I heard. I was like, oh, please don't call the station that.
Oh, dude, when we were going through the possible name changes, you want to talk about some of them?
Yes.
Radio Monarchy?
Radio Monarchy. wait, that's serious. No.
Yeah, that was really...
I was making fun of it.
No,
why?
Feel free. Because we're not called that. Radio H2O. Because the living water and water, and it's like... H2O.
Who said that one out loud? Never mind. Who said that one?
Well, he's really old and he was bald and sometimes had good ideas. Never. Yeah.
What about The Freak?
The Freak.
I heard that one. That was what it was going to be called for a long time.
Because it's the frequency. Because it's the frequency. Yeah.
And they're going to call it The Freak.
That's funny.
I remember that, and I remember thinking...
Oh, welcome to Static Radio. You're right. That's way better. I like it. Hey, we're doing a top 10 list. Top 10 things men put on their bucket list, at least according to the search engine Bing, and a tabloid in Ireland, which, by the way, Bawatabah out in Maryland, he emailed in and said that this has got to be a European list because number 5, drive a Formula One race car. So Euro. He said if it were American... It'd probably be NASCAR, which is true because I would want to drive a NASCAR.
If it were American.
If it were American, I'd want to drive a NASCAR because that's what I like to do. Yeah. Woo! NASCAR! Actually, that wouldn't be the NASCAR song. This would be the NASCAR song. But,
yeah. Would. Man.
Top 10 search engine. Bing thing. Yeah, here we go. Number one, travel the world. Number two, live in another country. Number three, have kids. Number four, learn a new skill. Number five, drive a NASCAR. Number six, record an album. Number seven, get your work-life balance just right. Number eight, open a bar. Number nine, settle down and get married. And number 10... Johnny Cash right there. Song called Redemption Day. Good morning, Static Radio. 7:42 now. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
We've recovered.
Yeah.
From the last break.
We really have.
Yeah.
I think.
That song made me sad.
Redemption Day? I know.
Yeah.
That was originally a Sheryl Crow song.
Sheryl.
Oh, Sheryl. Good old Sheryl. My wife served her a latte.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's intense.
And that was like on her bucket list because Sheryl Crow's like one of her favorite people.
You know what? Good for her.
Or at least musically.
Musically.
She does like the Crow. As in Sheryl.
Sheryl.
Yeah.
Not Sheryl. The Crow.
Not the Crow. Although the Crow, I have actually.
No.
If
don't
we're
tell
gonna,
me this.
Yeah.
Don't,
never mind.
No.
Okay.
I can't believe you just point. No. You point into your back as if you have a tattoo. No, you do not.
It was my first one, and I
your
was a stupid kid.
Yeah. Your first tattoo was about the Crow? Are you kidding me?
I loved that movie in high school.
Oh, my God.
Kids, this is why you prey on things before you get them, all right? I didn't know. I was a stupid kid, all right?
You can get that covered up.
I was
up.
Impulsive, and I'm going to eventually. I just, yeah. Stupid. Yes.
I can't believe it.
I really, really do. You know when he lights the ground on fire and it becomes a big fiery crow?
You have that scene where the crow on...
Got the crow on my back.
Oh my gosh, you are so... You've lost points.
Come on!
No, it's awesome. I'm so glad you did that yeah. to yourself.
Of course you
For
are.
For life.
Yeah. So, the topic now is stupid mistakes you made in high school that your friends will never live down. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Actually, don't do that. No. Don't ever do that.
But seriously.
Yeah. What's up? Let's do it. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what? Go.
My? Me?
Yeah.
Me talking
oh,
about
what?
Some things that
oh.
I've done?
Oh, now it's uncomfortable.
I can do it.
Okay.
I don't care.
What's up?
This one time, I lit a can of rubber cement on fire.
Why?
Because it...
For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
Good morning. 8:06 now on your Tuesday morning. Steve-O and Billiam with you now.
Dude, it doesn't matter at all how I was feeling before you played this song. Because as soon as the beat started, I was like, yeah, I'm strutting today. What's up?
Yep. Welcome to the big show there, Billiam.
I feel like John Travolta.
Yeah.
Almost as pretty.
He's kind of a pretty dude, huh?
Kinda, but then it's kinda
weirdly...
like got a lumpy large head. So I don't know.
Wow, it is New Music Tuesday. Billiam, our music director, of course, like every Tuesday, in with us to share the goods and the bads.
You know, it's kinda funny. When I was in elementary school and I was homeschooled, I was inadvertently placed in strange like homeschool co-op groups and you know, things that you don't really want to try to remember.
Right.
One of those things was called the Good News Gang.
And are you serious?
Yeah. And it was like me and these eight other kids who would go around telling people about the good news, bro.
That is awesome.
It's so cheesy.
The Good News Gang.
Yeah. It's like the Buttercream Gang or yeah. something.
But you were spreading the word. Spread butter. Okay. Anyways.
I can't believe it's not eternal life.
Dude, that's cheesy but really cool. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It seems cheesy to you now, but at the time, that's where God had you. And that's still cool.
Dude, I was on top of it at the time.
There you go.
It sounded sweet.
The Good News Gang.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Anyway.
That's cool.
That's all.
All right, what do we got this morning? I know we got a lot to get to.
We do. A couple things that you may have heard on the station the past day or two, but okay. They're still on that fence, that yeah. riding line. Like, Light Switch is a new band.
Okay.
So we can rock that one.
Light Switch, name of the band.
Light Switch. Band names are getting less and less creative these days.
Yeah. It's like the first thing they see in the room.
Oh, let's call ourselves Christmas Light Switch. Okay.
Door Handle Bar Mustache. That's actually a cool name.
Door Handle Bar
Door
Mustache.
Door Handle Bar Mustache. Door Handle Bar Mustache.
Me and my
Door
friend.
Door Handle Bar Mustache.
We got a band name because we were in the drive thru and she ordered, but I misheard her and I thought she said, "I'll take 2 Hot Virginians, please." And I was like, "Hot Virginians? That's a good band name."
I love how everything becomes a band name. Like, no matter what, right? You're like, that's an incredible band name. I'm writing that down and keeping that one.
This is gold!
Dude, it is New Music Tuesday, and this is your chance, people. You can chime in, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are these guys local, or just kind of newish?
No. Just newish.
Just newish.
Nashville-y.
All right. The band is Light Switch. And the song is Live Like There's No Tomorrow. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. It's a Light Switch. Bye. Light Switch. A song called Live Like There's No Tomorrow. Static Radio. Good morning. New Music Tuesday. So what do you think? Dig it or bury it?
We got dig. Dig like no tomorrow. And dig.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just reading the Facebook comments.
Okay, that's fine. That's yeah. cool. Yeah. So don't take Brandon's word for anything anymore, Jesse's, or I'm just kidding.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You got the general Albuquerque area is kind of counted out of this right now because,
true story.
Because of us.
We're off the air in Albuquerque.
We're broken.
Yeah, real quick, want to let you guys know, you know, our tower is down in Albuquerque. We are a listener-supported station. So, if you love the station and you'd like us to continue and it sucks when we're off the air, please go to mystaticradio.com. There's a huge donate button, and you can donate to this ministry because, dude, we could use the funds. We need your help so that we can actually, you know, continue to do stuff, Nick, especially when stuff breaks.
Nick was wondering where the end of the song was.
Yeah.
So.
I was, too. You said you were on the fence about it. I wanted to jump off the fence and impale myself through the little stake on the corner of the fence because it was... Sorry.
I think Nate Hook said it the best. Barry, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't good.
Right.
It was just kind of in the middle, though.
Yeah.
It's like a hot pad or something.
It's in the middle of the road. It's just kind of...
Well, we could switch gears
Ooh.
With another completely different genre.
Yeah.
Because Before Their Eyes, they came out with an album recently.
Dude! I would like to hear this. Is this what you were listening to yesterday?
Yeah. Get the... The one
there's
that
a
says,
lot of Before Their Eyes.
Is there one that says Faith?
Yeah. Okay. Bink. All right. So this is new music from a band called Before Their Eyes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little heavy, right?
A little. It's not too like earth shattering.
Okay.
That's what I dig this album because they seem to find a good ground of actually like hardcore and just post prog rock. Parkour.
Yeah. Except I'm saying hardcore.
You could do parkour to hardcore.
Ooh, that would be cool.
I would be down.
I'd be down with that as well. That'd make a great intro to a movie. It's been done. New Music Tuesday with Steve-O and Billiam, our music director. And let us know what you think. It's because of you guys that we get to play a bunch of random stuff and make fun of it. So let us know. We want to know your thoughts on this one. Brand new stuff from Before Their Eyes. This off their Redemption record. The song's called Faith. Check it. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio. Before Their Eyes, song called Faith right here on Static Radio. Yes, dude. I got to tell you. I dug that.
Dude, I just dig that band in general, so...
That was amazing.
There is nothing but
That was good stuff right there.
Positive comments on Static 2. Totally digging. Dig. Two thumbs way up from Thebadoo.
Thebes!
I want this for my alarm clock in the morning, says Melvin.
Dude.
And Tony reminded us that Static is not working.
Yeah.
Only in Albuquerque, Tony.
Only in Albuquerque, yeah.
Listen online. We got an app. We got online.
Yeah, she can't hear you, though, because she can't, you know.
You can go to Las Vegas, New Mexico instead. Yeah.
Or Santa Fe. We're on in Santa Fe.
Oh, right. Nice. That's right? Closer.
Yeah, it's closer. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, that was good. I liked that a lot. It is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Billiam here. And, dude, we got a lot of peeps to get to. This next one, these guys have actually been in studio. They were here this last year hanging out and really nice suits.
Super nice guys. Yeah.
Is that why it's so difficult? Because there are times where you're like, am I biased because I like them? So I feel like part of me just really wants to root for them and like it.
Kind of, but it's more so that, oh, these guys are so nice, and then if I don't think about playing their song, they're going to think I'm such a jerk, and then they're probably not going to come back here.
So then what you basically have to do is pawn it off on the listeners and say,
exactly.
Hey, guys, we think it sounded great. Our listeners hated it.
That's why I don't have
or
to be the bad
it.
Guy.
Or loved it. Like, I haven't heard this yet, so I have no idea what's about to happen, but... brand new music from Our Heart's Hero, actually, is what's happening.
Mm.
And record's called Shine On, title track, I guess, to their record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't heard it. So let's do so now. Dig It or Bury It, brand new Our Heart's Hero, song called Shine On, Static Radio. New Music Tuesday with Our Heart's Hero. Song called Shine On. Those guys definitely love 30 Seconds to Mars.
I was going to say that.
They love them.
What?
I don't know. What do you think?
They just love children's choirs.
Yes.
30 Seconds to Mars equally shares that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig It or Bury It. It is New Music Tuesday. Billiam, our music director.
Brandon Holt digs every song that Our Heart's Hero puts out. So
okay.
Your vote doesn't count then. Anthem Rock, says Michael Thebes.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's pretty like, I don't know.
It is. It's kind of summary, like
it's
anthem.
It's like title track, yeah. Dig It, buddy.
You got that whole, like...
Sonny just wants to say that the static is staticky. Come on, Sonny, get with the program. Listen online.
Get it with the program. Is this the program?
Digging It. Nelvin says it sounds okay. JD, totally dig. He's expecting bigger guitars, though.
Yeah, but it's Nashville, so they have to crunch everything.
Yes.
It goes through the super compressor.
Max compression.
Yeah.
Nate Hook says,
dude,
it makes me think of the band Oleander.
I loved Oleander.
Wow, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
I haven't either. I'm liking Nate Hook's comments more and more.
Yeah.
His little sis apparently was asked to Static Radio's Promageddon.
Uh-oh.
Kind of fitting. I'm playing Journey in the background.
Nice.
And so we have to watch out for his little sister because she's on a date at prom. Got to make sure things are cool.
That's cool.
That's how we do.
That's cool, Nate.
Yeah.
I will.
We got it taken care of.
Lay the smack down.
Yeah.
On your sister's date.
That's that's how we do. That's how we do. So, yeah, don't forget Promageddon coming up this Friday, actually, at the Hub right here at Calvary of Albuquerque, located 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. And, yeah, dude, tickets are only $19. $15 for groups of 10 or more. Or if you wait and get them at the door, they're going to go up in price. But every dollar benefits Static Radio. And then maybe we can afford to pay the guy to go up and help fix the tower so that we're on the radio.
Then we can be a radio station again.
That whole non-com listener supported thing is really difficult when no one is supporting.
It's kind of
That's not true. We have like 7 people who support us. So... that's why we're able to do the things that we do, which is not a whole lot.
Yeah, so. Just kick us while we're down.
Sorry. It's what I do. Anyways.
Come on.
It's New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Billiam in studio. And We got another one.
This isn't new music. This is new music to
This is new music
static.
To the static
this,
ears.
This next song is actually a couple years old.
Yeah, but we're testing it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like if we were having a little sit down, and you know how they do it, like record labels, and they have random people come in and test songs.
It's like a listening party. Yeah.
Hey, which one do you think is the single type thing? So this isn't brand new music, but it is brand new to Static Radio. And dude, it's actually the lead singer of Manchester Orchestra.
Yeah, Andy Hole.
Yeah, Believer.
Super
awesome
crazy
dude.
Crazy dude. Yeah.
Amazing.
His wife is a second grade teacher at a Christian school. His
That's pretty cool, man.
He grew up with his dad being a pastor.
And he's one of the nicest dudes in the universe.
And he has an amazing beard.
Yeah, he does.
I am so jealous.
And a love for Jesus. And we said, dude, let's try some Andy Hull because he's brilliant.
So we did.
And or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't like it.
It's for you to decide.
Yeah, that's why it's New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Andy Hole, lead singer of Manchester Orchestra, rocking it solo style. Song is Now is As Good As Ever. Check it. Static Radio.
She is undercover's family on the blinking screen.
Andy Hole. Front dude of Manchester Orchestra. Solo stuff right there. Song called Now Is As Good As Ever. Dig it or bury it. And apparently everybody fell asleep because nobody said anything on Facebook. I'm just kidding.
Looks that way.
Yeah.
Nick says it's very Postal Service-esque. Digging it.
Yeah.
I say let that beautiful bearded man sing and be heard.
All right. I like that.
I like that too.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, it is New Music Tuesday. We've had some interesting ones this morning. So, yeah.
Jesse says, so that's what Postal Service and Death Cab for Cutie sound like together.
I agree that it's very sounds a lot like Ben from
his vocal harmonies for sure.
Yeah. So,
but just, it's if that's a voice to sound like, it's a pretty beautiful voice.
Yeah, I guess that's not a bad thing, right?
No.
Is it? I don't know. I'm a fan. So, whatever. 8:30 now. Steve-O and Billy, I'm with you on your Tuesday morning. At least we're with you if you are on the app. Which you can download through MyStaticRadio.com. Or if you're listening online but didn't know we had an app, now you know. Get to MyStaticRadio.com. Don't forget, coming up this Friday, our prom. It is the biggest fundraiser of the year for us, actually. So,
dude, yeah.
Yeah, if you'd like to support Static Radio, grab some tickets for your youth group kids. If you're not in high school.
I've been getting into the mood for prom, and just every time I'm in my office, I'm playing the playlist.
Nice!
Just kind of like dancing
grooving.
In my chair.
We've already had a few email requests come in. Ooh. Saying, will you make sure that you guys play Dance or Die and the party song by Emery? And I said, I guess we will. Something
I
like
guess.
That. Yeah?
You're going to have to take it up with 2.0.
Yeah.
Because she's been heading this operation.
Yeah, she has. She is rocking it like a champion. For our prom. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's this Friday night from 7 to 11 at the Hub. Tickets are only $19. And, yeah, it'll be interesting. But,
I get so distracted when you put this bet on.
Sorry.
It's impossible to ignore.
I know. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the latest from Love and Death. Also, if you want to request a song, 505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll be right back. Static Radio is a non-commercial radio station. Love and Death right there. Song called Chemicals right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, if you missed it, actually, we had Brian Head Welch, the frontman of Love and Death, on the morning show. We also had JR, his 17-year-old guitar player.
That dude is legit.
Yeah, on the show as well. If you missed either one of those interviews, MyStaticRadio.com, under the media section, we've been posting all of our recent interviews from the morning show. Ryan Clark from Demon Hunter. Joey interviewed Chrissy from The Echoing Green.
Oh, wow.
Which
that's
was
a,
hilarious.
That's a creative interview right there.
It was great because Chrissy doesn't like to talk, especially when it comes to The Echoing Green. She's not an interview type person. So Joey, lead singer of The Echoing Green, called Chrissy and interviewed his bandmate. It was interesting. So Huh. That was a fun interview. So, yeah, make sure you check that out at mystaticradio.com. It's New Music Tuesday. We got a local submission.
We did.
Are you ready to play this?
Static, well, we're going to have to explain this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Static likes to be an equal opportunity radio station, I think. And so, when people of different genres submit music,
We play hip-hop.
We do.
We just played some Love and Death, and then before that we were playing Andy Hull. I mean, we're kind of all over.
We're kind of spread. So, one of these newer trends is like semi-instrumental, kind of like progressive.
Math rock,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And Albuquerque actually has somewhat of a local scene for this.
Okay.
People would be surprised.
I want to know what people have to think about this song, have to say about the song. What people think about this song. Yeah, there it is.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Got a track from a band called Sputnik. Song is Untitled for 400.
Yes.
No idea what that means. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bear it. It's Sputnik. Static Radio. New Music Tuesday right here on Static Radio. Band called Sputnik.
Local submission.
Sputnik. Static Radio. Steve-O and Billiam with you right now.
Yes.
New Music Tuesday.
Michael Thieves said, absolutely yes.
Nice.
Nelvin said, makes me want to smash something.
Dig it.
Gee, he says, starting to understand math rock more and more.
Nice.
Benny.
What?
Really? Jesse Ray. Thanks for burning my ears. Joey Porter.
At least he's honest.
I guess I don't dig it.
I guess I don't get it.
Get it. That's what I meant to say.
Because it's math rock. Apparently, you got to have like a degree to even play in a band like that, right?
Yeah, I would assume so. I'm not entirely positive.
I'm digging the ska feel it has. Love the intricacies.
Nate Hook, dig. But it's an acquired taste. For sure. Interesting.
What's Nicholas say? I don't know what's going on, but like something was thrown at my head and karate chopped to the ground. Dig!
That's the best description ever.
Yeah, dude. And then Amber says, I really like it. It's different, but interesting. Dig. And why is your radio station always down? Why are your radio towers always down?
Because we broke.
Because we're broke. We broke and we broke and we're broke. And
yeah.
Dude, here it is. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a huge donate button. If you're a fan of this ministry and you like us to continue, I'm telling you, it's really expensive to run a radio station. And I'm telling you, get there if you're a fan. And you'd like us to continue, because I would like us to continue. We'll be back up today.
It would be cool.
Hopefully. So, yeah, we just got to make sure everything's kosher. Can we talk about Sputnik for a second?
If you want.
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the drummer.
Yeah.
And vocals.
Yeah. I apologize, people.
No, don't apologize. Dude, I wanted to talk about it because it was mostly Dig. You know what I mean? There were a few that were like, I don't get it. I was one who doesn't get math rock. I don't get math rock. But then I started listening to it unbiasedly and was like, I really like this. And so now that I know it's you, I'm more stoked because I didn't want a biased opinion from people like, oh, it's Billiam's band.
Right,
I
yeah.
like it.
That, yeah, and I so don't want to say anything either. That's why.
I know you didn't want to say anything at all, like ever, but I'm saying something because I loved it. I really did. So, yeah, Sputnik.
I like Shane's comment. Vocals sound like Anti-Flag.
Yeah.
Dude, you have no idea how much Anti-Flag I listened to in high school, Shane. Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Tim. Barry, maybe it's too early in the morning. Okay.
For math rock? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's kind of no one wants to wake up to an algebraic equation. Yeah. Man. I had a math class at 7:30 once, and that did not go well.
Yeah, true story. I don't know, man. We're kind of changing things up around here. I definitely don't think it's ever too early for some hardcore.
No. Nah.
I definitely don't think it's too early for math rock. I don't think it's too early for good music. So
it's never too early for good music.
It really isn't. So, it is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Billiam. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on all the songs. You can still get there if you didn't have a chance to get your thoughts in on the Muzak. Let us know what you think, dude. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I love this band.
Dude.
Mucho, mucho.
Yeah. Mucho?
Like a lot.
Much, much.
Yeah.
Much, much.
Much, much. Number One Gun is the band. The song is called The Massacre. Static Radio, good morning. I am we, so they say, right here on Static Radio. That would be Josh Carlson from Everstage Red, the drummer.
I know.
That's his new project.
Do you remember how good Everstage Red was? That's one of the bands that I'm still bummed that they stopped playing.
Well, his brother, actually, Dustin, went off to... It was Josh Carlton. And Dustin Carlton, right? Yeah. Mm. Went off to school in New York. He went to Columbia to like be a doctor because he wanted to go to like Africa and help people.
Doctor.
I know.
You could have been in a semi-popular rock band instead.
Which always really... It was Carlson. Dustin and Josh Carlson. Yes, that's it.
Save lives or live in a van.
Yeah.
That's the choice.
Save lives in Africa or live in a van. And I miss that band so much.
That's why I'm stoked he's at least got this project going on.
Yeah, me too.
You can totally feel the talent from Josh.
Anytime they came in town, Chrissy got to do the lady vocals, which was always cool.
The lady vocals?
Yeah, Chrissy did quite a few shows, actually, with Everstage Red.
What do they do if they don't have a lady for the lady vocals?
They wouldn't do them, and or Zach would sing some of the stuff. Yeah, dude. So nice. I miss that band. They were absolutely... We got to play some now. I'm going to play some coming up here in just a few. But
Yeah,
it is Tuesday morning. Steve-O and Billiam with you. And, you know, Mother's Day's coming up.
Oh, is that this Sunday or next Sunday?
It's next Sunday. Oh. So, yeah. Sorry, did I scare you?
I saw a commercial last night for some kind of, like, stupid chocolate strawberry thing.
Of course.
Like, it's perfect for Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, when is that?
Don't believe the lie.
The lie?
Because it's not perfect for Mother's Day.
What is perfect for Mother's Day?
Bad news, actually. Even though your mom swore she loved the Dustbuster you got her. She was probably lying. A new survey.
Well, you don't get your mom a vacuum.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, here, clean up after my mess.
Yeah. In a new survey, 31% of mothers say they usually have to pretend to like their Mother's Day gift they get from their family. 1/3 of all moms are faking it.
Hmm.
They don't like your gift. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to call my mom and see where she stands on this.
You should call her. Can we call your mom?
Yeah, dude.
Let's call your mom.
All right. Hey.
That would be awesomely hilarious. Is she going to be awake and alert? You never know with moms.
No, you do never know with moms.
You never, ever know with moms.
She's probably like gardening or something.
Calling Billiam's mother. She does not recognize this number, so she's...
My parents are total call screeners.
Are they?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, but we can't get the phone.
Leave
a message.
Oh, I'm leaving a message. Hi, Billiam's parents.
Hey.
How's it going? Static Radio.
Where are you?
We were calling to talk to Billiam's mother about Mother's Day. It's coming up. We're trying to hook you up, Mom.
Yeah.
We wanted to know your thoughts on some things.
Ma.
But you're obviously screening our call. We're just going to wait until you get to the answering machine and turn it off so you can answer the phone.
She's probably doing some epic gardening adventure right now.
That's cool.
That's what she does.
She's outdoorsy?
Yeah, very.
At least
both my
outdoorsy
parents.
Outdoorsy meaning like 15 feet outside.
There's
in the
like
backyard.
A general like, you know, 15-yard radius of,
okay,
of plants.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I like that. All right, Billiam's parents, you missed
it. Oh, dang.
Missed out. All right.
That's a bummer.
Call your son. So anyways.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, apparently that clay vase you made her for Mother's Day, not perfect. It was lumpy. The glaze was uneven. Couldn't even use it. Come on!
Ah.
Also, come on, you're in your 30s and you should have really paid for something. But she said she loved it. not you.
No, moms are all about the, oh, you made this?
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
So,
unless I stop making things.
Yeah, according to a new survey, 31% of moms lie on Mother's Day saying that they love the gift when they don't. What moms really want? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm curious.
According to a new survey, 1 in 4 moms wants a day at the spa or a weekend away from their family for Mother's Day. 1 in 5 wants flowers, and 1 in 9 are hoping for that iPad.
I don't think... Man, I don't think my parents are that technological that they'd want an iPad.
Yeah. The online restaurant reservation company OpenTable surveyed moms to find out what they want for Mother's Day this year. And no offense, but the most popular gift is one that gets her far, far away from you, buddy. 28% of moms want a day at the spa, and the same number want a weekend away from their family. 21% want flowers. 12% prefer jewelry.
But wait, I have an issue with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so say they want time spent away from you, but if you go the most noble route in this sense and just, you know, not even bother like coming over, it's like, I'm going to mail you a card for Mother's Day.
That's so impersonal.
And then you get in trouble for not being there. So what do you want, Mom? Do you want me over? Do you not want me over? Do you want to go to the spa or do you just want a card in the mail?
She wants you to come over and hand her the card
and immediately
say,
turn around.
And then turn around and leave. Because she wants to get away from you.
Hi, Mom. I love you. Okay. Here's money for the spa.
Go. Yeah, okay, I'll just go. Mom also wants to be fed on her special day, apparently. 58% of moms are expecting a brunch of some kind. 39% want to be taken out to dinner. 25% say they want both, that it's an all-day thing, and they want brunch and dinner. Darn it, it's Mother's Day.
Well, gosh darn, they should.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
According to this online survey, 4 out of 5 moms, I'm being totally serious, 4 out of 5 moms prefer booze. I'm reading it right here.
You see what children 80% do to you?
80%. Yeah, exactly, right? They need a big old box of wine for their kids because they're driving me up the wall. But really, 80% said they plan to drink on Mother's Day.
Huh.
At least according to this online restaurant reservation company and the survey they conducted at their website. Yeah. 28%, they want a day at the spa, they want a weekend away, they want flowers, jewelry, maybe that iPad.
I think Mother's Day...
How confusing is this? Yes. Because they say they want a weekend away from you, but at the same time, 58% of them said they're expecting brunch and or dinner with you. So you have to take them to lunch and dinner, but they really don't want to be... Women, man!
This is what I don't understand, because they say one thing and then they mean the other, but when they mean the other thing, they want what they said initially. And
wow,
then,
I'm already confused.
What do you do?
I have no idea. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, or of course, 505-338-3700. Yeah. We're calling you out! Mother's Day is coming up. It's a week from Sunday, and yeah. Dude. Be prepared, all right? Just trying to help you out. Speaking of calling people out, Gungor. Song called Call Me Out. Huh? You see what I did there? Yeah. Static Radio, good morning. Lightheaded, pure thoughts right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Yeah, 9:40 now. Steve-O and Billiam hanging out with you. That's some good elevator music for you,
dude.
Right there.
Totally digging it.
Right there. Yeah. Hey, want to remind you guys, coming up this Friday, Promageddon going down at the Hub right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. All the information and tickets, mystaticradio.com.
Promageddon.
Yeah.
It sounds so ominous. Promageddon.
It's prominous.
It's prominent.
You like that?
That's clever.
It's going to be amazing. So do not miss out on this. It's going down, like I said, Friday night, 7 to 11 at the Hub right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. It has been a music day. Pray for Static Radio, everybody. Our engineer is here right now, and they're working on stuff.
Supposedly, a little bird in the sky said within an hour,
we'll
have power again.
PNM, also known as PNM. They're actually up there working on it right now. So, yeah, for those of you guys that don't know, we are a listener-supported radio station. It's by your support that we're able to do the things we do. And sometimes things break, and it's not cheap to replace. And so, man, prayerfully consider coming alongside this radio station and being a part in more than just a listening sense, in a supporting sense, and helping us continue to do the things we do. We got something huge planned for May, actually. The Dude. Static 500. So be listening.
But that's
for
not
that.
That's not the only.
Oh, it is May.
Oh,
today's May Day.
Dude.
Yeah.
But that's not the only giant plan for May.
No.
The other will be released at prom this Friday. Actually.
Exactly. Big announcement from the morning show. This Friday at the prom, we're announcing something very special happening for the month of May and a little bit of June. So.
A little bit of June?
A little bit of June.
I don't know about a little bit of June.
Yeah, hanging out. Dude, hanging out for a while. Very, very dear friend of this year's show called and was like, bro, what can I do to help? I'm going to have a new co-host starting Monday.
Dude.
All right. I'm already leaking too much. I'm telling too much information.
Got to get people to the prom.
Got to get them to the prom because you guys are going to freak.
Yeah.
I am so stoked. I'm not going to lie. I can't believe we pulled this off. I can't believe it's happening, but
I didn't expect it to. When you told me, it's like, oh, that's
that'd
actually
be incredible.
Happening.
Oh, that'd be a nice little dream in
like,
the sky.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
No, pulled it off. And so starting Monday, wow. Wow.
I can't.
A little different look.
I can't.
A little different look to the station. I got to stop talking.
I can't say what I want to do.
I'm really excited.
When it happens.
Yeah. I'm really. Well, apparently that's it for us because the engineers are here and they're like, hey, I'm going to work on this. We need to do this. We got to fix this. We got to change this. We got to do that.
Yeah. And it's like, that's cool because we ain't doing anything anyway.
Well, all right. We're just going to move out of the way so you guys can do your cool, awesome stuff.
Move.
We're going to go enjoy the seedy underbelly that is Static Radio.
Yes, we did New Music Tuesday today.
Yeah.
Those posts, those songs are still, well, the discussion, Dig It or Bury It, still on our Facebook page.
Yep.
If you can go. Also on the Sputnik one, there's a link to the free show. That's tonight, actually.
Yeah, you're doing a free show this evening.
I am.
Yeah.
Free, fitty, free.
And you posted it on our website?
Yeah, if you want to have your mind blown.
Yeah. Then and who doesn't? I mean, let's be honest.
Watch Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we have a free show as well.
Check out all the details, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're out. Adrian next. And yeah. Enjoy
Adrian!
Your Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. I just hiccuped. I just laughed and hiccuped. I don't know what that... Yeah, okay. We're out.
You're a Disney movie.
See you guys tomorrow. Static Radio.
Calvary Knob Hill is a contemporary fellowship focused on growing in our knowledge.